Hi, welcome to Plants and Things, where we talk about all things plants. My name's Katie and I'm a hobbyist gardener. I appreciate you for listening, whether you are new or old to my podcast. Today, we're going to talk about ways you can prepare to start your fall garden. It may seem a bit early for even thinking about a fall garden, as you are still in the height of your growing season, but now is a great time to start planning and preparing for your fall garden, especially if you want to extend your growing season. There are a couple of ways you can prepare for your fall garden now. I recommend starting by reviewing your spring garden plan and seeing where you have plants now that are still producing and where you may have plants that you have pulled or removed throughout the growing season as you're harvesting your food and your flowers. You may notice you have some space where you had carrots, beets, or other root vegetables, or may have already planted something in succession as well. Either way, it's good to have an idea of what you have right now so you can decide what you're going to do with it and what you want to plant next. So now that you have a plan together, it's a good idea to select crops that are suitable for fall planting and can tolerate cooler temperatures and shorter daylight hours. Examples of crops that would be well suited for that kind of environment would be lettuce, spinach, kale, radishes, carrots, beets, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage. A lot of like the leafy greens and the root vegetables are very well suited for colder temperatures. A lot of times the seed packets will also tell you if it's a plant that will be, you know, tolerating cold well, or that it will tolerate cold well, sorry. I also recommend whenever you're making your plan, don't forget about the importance of crop rotation to reduce the risks of pests or diseases becoming an issue. So if you still have your plan from last year, then I recommend looking at that again to make sure that you don't plant the same thing multiple times, especially if it's susceptible to blight, like maybe like potatoes or something like that. Inspect your plants regularly as well, and take appropriate action if you see any signs of disease or pests. You can handpick pests, or you can also trim off diseased leaves, or there's different things that you can do to help mitigate anything that's happening. And it's always good to catch up early too, because you don't want any bugs laying a ton of eggs on your plants and then making the infestation problem worse. Once you know what space you have available, you're thinking about what you want to plant, you can also start thinking about when you want to plant them, because timing's very important. You can start seeds inside or direct sow your seeds. I personally like to start a lot of mine in planters, then transplant once I have room available. This method allows me to maximize the space that I have while extending my growing season. For crops that require a longer growing season, such as broccoli or cauliflower, I do recommend starting those seeds indoors a few weeks before recommended outdoor planting date. This will give the plants a head start and ensure that they have enough time to mature before the first frost. That's another thing that I wanted to mention as well. Timing is very important, so it's a good idea to look at frost dates and see when the frost date is so that you can plan accordingly in your area. So you can determine the average frost date in your area, and that will definitely help you schedule and choose varieties with appropriate maturity dates. That way you know when you're starting your seeds indoors, or you can direct sow them, that you're not going to be wasting your time by starting them and then them not having enough time to mature and you won't be able to harvest them. So make sure that like you're paying attention to the timing and everything. The seed packet should also give you an idea of when to plant for a fall harvest too, depending on the variety. Next, I do recommend to prepare the soil. So before you start planting your fall crops, whenever you're ready to transplant them, clear the garden bed of any remaining summer plants, any weeds, and add compost, or you can also use fertilizer as well to help replenish that soil from all of the nutrients that it lost throughout the summer. Mulching is also very great for helping protect your cold hardy plants during lower temperatures. I also recommend to work amendments into the soil. So you can use a tiller if you want to. In raised garden beds, you don't really need to. Something else that you can do if you're interested in it is in in-ground garden beds, you can also plant nitrogen fixtures or plants that help to put nitrogen back into the soil, such as like oats or something along that line. I wanted to say peas, sorry, yes, something like oats or peas that will put the nutrients back in the soil. And then you can also use that as like a green mulch in the spring whenever you're ready to plant again, and that will put even more nutrients back in your soil, which is really great. So that's another option for your fall crops if you're thinking about transitioning from summer to fall. You can also plant that to help prepare your garden for the next year, especially if you're not going to be planting a lot of stuff in the fall, like maybe you're only planting like root vegetables and green leafy greens as well, and then you don't really need like all of that other space that you were using. You can definitely plant things that will help put nutrients back into your soil and then use that as green mulch in the spring. So I also recommend, whenever you're working with this and you're planting your crops, to make sure that you're watering regularly as well, because the fall can be a dry season in some regions. So make sure to water your plants regularly, especially during dry spells. Water deeply as well, because you want to encourage deeper root growth, and watering frequently but less does not do that. So it's better for your plants if you water them deeply and less frequently. So definitely make sure that whenever you are in the fall season and you're harvesting, that you're keeping track of the maturity dates for your crops too, and harvest them in a timely manner, because you don't want them to get killed by the frost if it does happen. Whereas, like, you know, cold hardy plants will definitely do better in colder temperatures, but some vegetables like kale and Brussels sprouts do taste sweeter after being exposed to cooler temperatures too. So having that knowledge may also help you whenever you're thinking about when you want to harvest. Another really cool thing that you can do this fall is you can extend your growing season by using row covers or cold frames to protect your plants from frost and extend the growing season. These can help create a warmer microclimate around your plants and provide some insulation as well. So those are some things that you can do to help prepare for the fall. If you're thinking about using like a cold frame or something like that, you can start building them now. Now is maybe a good time to start planning and then getting everything together if you want to start seeds for the fall as well. That's what I'm doing right now, is I'm preparing my, I'm going to have like a little tiny greenhouse that I'm going to start some seeds in for the fall. And I'm very excited about that. I've also got a ton of mulch that I'm going to be adding onto the beds as I'm transitioning over into my fall crops. So that's just some things that you can do. Now it's time for my new favorite segment, Fun Facts. Did you know that pumpkins have been grown for thousands of years? Archaeologists have found evidence of pumpkin seeds in Mexico that date back to over 7,000 years ago, making them one of the oldest known crops in the Americas. Pumpkins were originally cultivated by Native American tribes for their nutritious seeds and flesh. The early settlers of America, including the Pilgrims, quickly adopted pumpkins as a staple food source. So the pumpkin has a rich history that spans many centuries and continues to be enjoyed in various forms around the world today. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to don't forget to subscribe to my podcast and leave me a review. You can describe my podcast in a review if you would like. Your feedback helps me and my podcast grow and continue bringing you valuable gardening insights. Join our gardening community by following me on social media, where you can share your gardening stories, ask questions, and connect with fellow plant enthusiasts. Together, we can cultivate a vibrant community dedicated to the love of gardening. Until next time, continue digging into the joys of gardening. Happy gardening! Bye!